Blessing you with the best in gospel music, and I am Cedric Bailey, and on the line with me from the ATL, Ann Nesby. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Cedric. How are you?
I'm all right, and I'm glad to have you with us. And you know, I'm doing some auditions from the movie The Fighting Temptations.
Yes.
My favorite scene is when you come, Darren, Lily, get yourself in here.
Well, that was an awesome time in my life, and I absolutely enjoyed being on the set with so many saved folks at one time, in one place, saved and talented.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it was a great production, and the Pace sisters, Reverend Dr. Shirley Caesar, and Melba Moore, and Cuba Gooding, and Beyonce Knowles, and the OJs, and I'm telling you, the Spirit of the Lord would get so high in there, they would have to cut so we could calm down sometimes.
Do you keep up with any of those folks after the movie?
Absolutely.
Have you talked to any of them?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've spoken to Beyonce, Dr. Shirley Caesar. Of course, we were nominated for a Grammy for the duet that we sang together.
Mm-hmm.
Stone. And many of the artists I see in the industry from time to time in passing.
Wow. Well, we got a lot to talk about today, but right now I want to talk about this new project that's out, this new CD. Tell us about it.
The new CD is entitled The Lula Lee Project, and it'll be in stores March 31st. And, of course, you'll be able to get it online everywhere. I have a MySpace, and I have Facebook, www.annesby.com. And I'm so excited about this project. It is, I felt like it's something fresh and new from me. We had the opportunity to work with some wonderful, wonderful young producers, especially naming Brother Tony, of
mm-hmm.
course, who we all know in the industry to be a powerful, powerful vessel. Herb Middleton, who's worked with Mary J. Blige, Kelly Price, and many others in the industry. Jay Isaac from Minneapolis, a young and up-and-coming producer that is really great. Donnell Baby D. Davis, who's in the industry. Writer Roosevelt George. And, of course, I wrote and co-wrote on some of the projects. And the Lula Lee Project came about. Lula is my grandmother's name.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens to be my first name. And
oh, really?
I tell the story about how I always complained that my parents gave me my grandmother's name, because I always felt like that when you give the grandmother's name, it should be given to the firstborn daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I complained about having a grandma name, but my mother brought it to my attention. She said, you should be proud to have the grandmother's name, because you got the gift that went along with the name, because my grandmother was notorious for standing up right at the pews and with her hand on her hip, upsetting the church on Sunday morning at any given
really?
Time. So I'm really grateful that I had the opportunity to have this name. As I got older, I realized the parallel between my grandmother and I. And this project is absolutely, it's new, and it connects to the mature and the young, and we speak to social and political issues. And the first single, I Found a Place,
mm-hmm.
is a song that is taken directly from Psalms, 91st Psalm, which happens to be one of my favorite scriptures, abiding in the shadow of the Almighty in the secret place of the Most High. And
mm-hmm.
that's what this song is about, being able to find your place in God. And,
wow.
and for those who haven't had the opportunity to find their place in God, I wanted to let them know that when you get your place, when you're hidden under the shadow of the Almighty, under the wings of God, then your past can't even find you. You can't nobody hurt you there. And there's peace and love there. And that's some of the lyric in the song. So that's what that song is taken from, I Found a Place.
Wow. That, the Gospel Music Channel a few weeks ago debuted the video, and we had a chance to watch it. So tell us about the video.
We had an opportunity to work with a young man out of Florida. He did the video with us, and we did, his name is Dave, and Dave Hondell. We did the video with him We went there, and 2 days we did the video, and it was directed also, co-directed by my husband, Mr. Timothy Lee. And we had an awesome time. We had a wonderful stylist, Mr. Harvey Washington, who is known from Monique's Fat Chance. And he teaches runway models on the stage all across the nation internationally. And he came in and he donated his time to us. And everything begins to come together as God begins to pull things together and put everything together. And then the storyboard came together so awesome. We had a wonderful time. The Spirit of the Lord was there. We prayed before we began, and we were just grateful for the outcome.
Wow. Well, for those of you just joining us, we're talking with gospel recording artist Ann Nesby, the former lead vocalist of the group The Sounds of Blackness, four-time Grammy nominee, solo artist, actress from Tyler Perry's first play, I Know I've Been Changed, the Temptations film. She's been in a lot of productions. And I got to ask this question. First of all, Paris Bennett is your granddaughter. I used to watch American Idol a whole lot. I don't even watch it that much anymore. I'm sorry to be negative, but Paris was by American Idol. And after she didn't make it, I said, bye. I let it go. How's she doing?
She's doing wonderful. She's in the studio recording right now. She's recording a project, and she has a family of her own, and she's doing well, and God is really blessing her career, and she's growing. And I'm telling you, that American Idol, even though she didn't win, it was a great platform for her work. She did a Christmas album. She had a Christmas album released this past season, and we're looking forward to some great, great things from Paris.
Well, I hope you let her sing on a project with you, at least one song. Let me know so I can go and get my copy now.
We've absolutely been working on a project, working on pulling it together, the Generations Project, because as you know, Terrence's mother, Miss Jamecia Bennett, was one of the lead soloists also in Sounds of Blackness. And we have a five generation of singers with my mother, Shirley Bennett, who is the First Lady of Macedonia Baptist Church in Rockford, Illinois. My father's been pastoring there for 37 years. So there's a generation of five of us. So we are definitely going to put something in the works where we can get a little taste of all the five generations.
Wow. Well, we can't wait for that. And I tell you what, I can recommend a man that can come in there and do something. That's Neil Roberson from Rockford, too. You definitely will have some church. Y'all get him on the stage.
He is definitely a friend of our family, and he used to come over and preach at my father's church. And sometimes, every year, my father's church anniversary, the Saturday before they have the pastor's anniversary, my family comes in and we do a concert. Brother Neil Roberson would come over and bring his church and come over and sing, and we would share and just have a wonderful time in the Lord.
Wow. Well, Ms. Nesby, we are so thankful that you took the time to be with us here on Rejoice Musical Soul Food. We want everybody go online, go to Facebook. I'm going to even Google and be your friend on Facebook right now.
Absolutely.
And I want them to go to your website.
To
don't burn it. Y'all buy that project. They got it in Walmart. They're going to put it in Walmart, Ms. Nesby?
I have it at all the stores. And then if they can't find it in the stores, absolutely come to my website, and again, www.annesby.com. Come to my MySpace to find out where they can get it, or come to my Facebook, and I can talk to you directly online there, and give you my calendar of events to tell you what's happening. I put up new pictures and new music as we go along, so you got to come in and be my friend and give me a shout sometime.
All right, y'all be sure to tell her now when you go on the Facebook page, say, I heard it on Rejoice Musical Soul Food. We just want to let her know how much we appreciate you. And I remember back in the early 90s, I was working at a radio station in Dallas, and you came there for an event for our station for Sisters Only. And it was on a Sunday afternoon, and you had been traveling. You had got real sick that weekend, and I'll never forget about it. But we prayed for you, and you came out there, and you sang like, I don't know what God put in your spirit that day. But we definitely remembered. I remember it was on a Sunday back in the month of May, about like in the 90s or so. It was an event I worked at in Dallas.
That.
So I always,
I
yeah, you were real
too. And I remember God giving me the strength because, you know, we're human. And mm-hmm. sometimes when we're working and we overwork ourselves, we definitely have to trust God and rely on Him to work through us and give us the strength and to anoint our gifts to be able to bless the people. Because that's
yeah.
our mission, to be able to bless the people. And it's not about ourselves or making ourselves great, but it's about making God great and making Him famous. So when you're working for Him, He will take care of you.
All right. Miss Ann Nesby, thank you for your time. Everybody, get the project. It's called the Lula Lee Project in stores on Tuesday, March 31st. May the Lord continue to bless you.
Thank you so much for the courage.